you know, when he talked about having new offensive coordinator in Ken Dorsey and then head coach in Kevin Stefanski and trying to figure out what the Browns offense is, I think I really, really want this to be true that the offense was inept last week because Dallas was that good. I really hope that's the case.
You've been hanging on that.
Well, I think that's the optimistic way, because if I don't look at it that way,
you've got a problem.
Yeah, and I think we all know what the NFL looks like, and there are weeks when you see your team go out there and you're like, wow, they can win the Super Bowl. They're that good. And then you all come in on Monday morning, right before Browns Therapy Monday, and you do rhythmic chanting about the Browns going to the Super Bowl, right? But not in it's just the league is so weird because the parity really is there. And if your quarterback gets hot for a game, all of a sudden you have all this great hope. We talked about this yesterday, about having hope going into week one. And maybe that's why there were so many people that were watching on TV the first week of the season for the NFL. Just astronomical numbers of folks watching the NFL, because every team feels like they have a chance going into the first week of the season. And I think one of the things that sucks fans in is that one year you're a team that has four or five wins and you're like, I don't know, man, we're not very good. And then all of a sudden the next year they make the playoffs. And you're like, wait a minute, maybe this is our chance to go on a run. Maybe we could be that team. Maybe our quarterback is the quarterback of the future. And then you get sucked in and you realize that maybe they weren't as good as you thought they were. Or maybe the schedule they had last year was easier than you thought it was, or things that just kind of weigh out, and it all comes back to, you know, level. So I'm hoping that this week the team comes back to level. I'm hoping that all the grief they took by the way they played, which I'm not going to say wasn't deserved, on Sunday evens its way out, and that you find a level ground and you walk out of week one, no matter how you win, and you walk out of it in week two at 1-1, and then you get that hope and optimism back for your team. But the question that Palmer brought up was that how difficult is this for Deshaun Watson to be able to navigate not only what he knows from Kevin Stefanski, but now with Ken Dorsey in? And is that legit, Jeff? Do you think that's legit? That's something that, you know, you can't expect to see week one when you actually have, you know, live action against a team that absolutely wants to bury you into the ground, rather than going up in practice against guys that know they don't want to knock out the multi-million dollar quarterback.
We kid about overreaction and a lot, and did our whole bit overreaction theater.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the Browns offense is absolute garbage based on what happened against Dallas, that's an overreaction because of so many factors. If you see it another 2 or 3 weeks, Andy, it's probably not an overreaction. No, I mean, the offense has to play better. Deshaun has to play better. The line has to block better.
And be healthy.
Coaches have to call better plays. You know, what they called didn't really help Deshaun much.
Mm-mm.
Or if it did, he didn't execute it properly. Running game was, eh. You know, I don't think any aspect of the offense was that good. And I'm not going to blame the offensive line. You know, again, I've stuck with this. You've got your three guys on the interior back as starters who are terrific players. I like DeJuan Jones a lot at right tackle. He's also coming back from injury. And you had James Hudson at left tackle, who's been here for some time. Okay, don't tell me about a beat-up offensive line. You had one guy out there who wasn't a starter for a good chunk of last season. So it just all has to play better.
Dominic is in East Rochester. Hey, Dominic.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good, thank you. You know, I've been a fan for 70 years, and you don't want to be negative. You don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative either, because this team brings on enough negativity itself. But my question to you today, and I know it's a rhetorical question, but thinking about when they brought on this guy, this quarterback, nobody else wanted him.
That's not true.
I'm not mistaken.
That's not true.
No, there were like four teams.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did anybody want to pay him $230 million?
There's another story, Dominic.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
Okay. Well, then I asked that question. I mean, wasn't there someplace of some other number where they could have met this guy? I mean,
no,
or, no, because no, he had already,
eliminated the Browns.
He already said, no, I'm going to pass.
He came here for the money. Dominic, let's be honest. He came here for the money.
Why don't we say no? Then why don't we say no?
Because the owners wanted him here.
Yeah, it's not about the no now. It's about the yes then. And that, I mean, look, let's face it. Baker Mayfield said, see you later to the franchise when they started courting Deshaun Watson. And he said he wasn't coming back.
I know I'm being a little bit of a Monday morning quarterback here because guy apparently is, or thus far, is not really panned out. But why does it always have to be us, is what I'm saying. Why do we always make these mistakes? You know, let's not forget about Johnny Football, you know, that kind of move, or drafting Baker instead of Josh Allen. I think they were both available at the same time. Why, and I know I'm being negative, but listen, I'm a fan. I'll never stop being a fan. But why does it always have to be us that makes this kind of a mistake? Because it's a mistake.
I hear you. Stinks. Okay, Dominic, thank you. Kevin's in Maryland. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hello, Kevin.
How you doing? I listened to your show in the fall because you guys picked up Joe Flacco, and I was voting for you guys. Everybody from Maryland was voting for you guys. I understand why you didn't bring back Flacco. We're trying to remember, why did you get rid of Baker? Because if you go back to 5 or 6 years ago, you had the Ravens and the Browns on that Monday night football game, mm-hmm. Baker against Lamar. It was just a phenomenal football game. So, again, I don't know why you guys got rid of Baker.
So, Baker put himself in a position where, you know, they were courting. They were in a situation where they were courting the thought of bringing in Deshaun Watson. And at the time,
and the Browns probably decided, Andy, that Baker was not the guy to lead them to a Super Bowl.
Well,
that's the bottom line here, is it not?
Well, remember, he was up for a contract extension, and we were watching this whole thing play out, and they weren't going to do it. And some, you know, the front office probably thought, well, if we have a chance to upgrade over Baker, let's do that. So they went out and courted Deshaun Watson.
Courted.
And Deshaun said no. And Baker was like, wait a second, what? Why are you doing that? I helped you go to the playoffs for only the second time in the history of the franchise coming back since 99, right? And Baker was ego hurt. And then Baker, you know, basically told Jimmy Haslam not to get on a plane to come see him. So Jimmy said, you know what? Forget about it. You want to mess with me? I'm going to go out and get the best quarterback I think I can at the time.
Well,
and I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
I think that's the assumption that everybody's working on with that.
It's been reported that he said, don't get on the plane. That's
no, I. Oh. Your interpretation of Jimmy's reaction.
Well, I think Jimmy said, hey, I'm going to go out and go get this quarterback.
I would assume that that's correct. I've never seen that.
I don't have a problem with
it. He got all steamed and said, let's just pay him and go.
Well, if you're an owner and you've got the opportunity to do that, and you're like, you know what?
I would assume that's correct.
Let's make this guy an offer he can't refuse. And if you felt like he was the quarterback that was going to take you to the Super Bowl, and you just got jilted by the quarterback that, you know, you may have, you know, rubbed him the wrong way because you were courting somebody else. That's how we got in this position. Baker wasn't coming back. Baker was done. Baker wasn't happy. They went after Deshaun. So, and Baker put this, I mean, he was still under contract, and put out in social media, he said, thank you, Cleveland fans. I appreciate all you've done for me, but I've taken my last snap as a Brown. But, I mean, that wasn't even the case at that point. They could have come back and made amends and figured it out the way business works. But the way the business worked there, too many bruised egos. Does that work for you?
So my question is, when you guys lose next week, your show is going to get very interesting. Because Watson, I think something's in his head. He's just not focused because he's got so much going on in his head. He don't know what's going on.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
I don't know about Maryland Talk Radio. We don't drop words on this show. Just so you know. Maryland folks, the whole crab cake thing gets people all fired up.
It does.
Yeah.
It makes them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Should we? Well, never mind. I'm not even going to go down that road. Joe is going to talk to us a little bit later in the show. So hang on. If you're on the line, stick around. 216-474-0092. Sorry about that, Joe. 216-474-0092. You know who's joining us next?
Tell me.
Nick Kostos.
Oh.
You want energy? You want to feel good on a turn the page Thursday?
He's going to give you bad odds. He's like, you're not going to like it.
Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Insider next.